Senate will come to order. Secretary will take the roll. I'm sorry. Please stand for the prayer. Today's chaplain is Reverend Hans Jorgensen of St. Timothy Lutheran Church in St. Paul. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
In Christian scripture, there's a passage where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the reign of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." With that in mind, let us pray. God of love, we enter this moment aware of how poor we feel in spirit. There are so many needs that stretch us like taffy, and our spirit feels thin, not enough for it all. We mourn so much. The effects of COVID on our society, the cost to so many lives, what children face in this. We mourn the violent death of Amir Locke that shocks us and yet doesn't shock us enough, maybe. We mourn the time we live in where people find books about our human experience so dangerous that they want to ban them. We mourn how small our spirit has become. But you promise that those who mourn shall be comforted. So we share our mourning with open hands, open ears, open hearts. Give us strength. Expand our spirit. Fortify us with courage to be what Minnesota needs in this Senate for this time. Show us how to speak and to act with love today. And when our day is done, let it be done in truth. Let it be done. Amen.
Now the Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bigham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichorn, Eakin, Fate, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingebritsen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunisch, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmic, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Etke, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, Wickland.
Members, let's keep the talking to a minimum, take conversations off the floor if necessary. Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Carlson, Dibble, Eaton, Fateh, Isaacson, Latz, Newton, Port, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, and Wickland. A quorum is present. We will start with the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications have been received. Please note, there is no action required. Move to the fifth order of business, reports from committee. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Move to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of bills. The bills listed in today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. There are two additions. The Secretary will read the additional bills.
Senator Jasinski introduces Senate File Number 2964, a bill for an act relating to higher education.
This bill will be referred to Higher Education, Finance, and Policy. Secretary will read the second bill.
Senator Jasinski introduces Senate File Number 2965, a bill for an act relating to higher education.
This bill also is referred to Higher Education, Finance, and Policy. First reading. We We move to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motions in one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. There are two motions that will be read.
Senator Jasinski moves that the name of Senator Pratt be added as a co-author to Senate File 2623. Senator Jasinski moves that the name of Senator Pratt be added as co-author of Senate File Number 700.
To those two additional motions, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Senate Resolutions 94 through 96 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Remaining under the order of business, motions and resolutions, I call upon Senator Westrum.
Mr. President, I move the only part of this motion, so I'll let the Secretary read it, but we want to return the appointments for the Board of Animal Health to the Agriculture Committee, if the Secretary could read that part and only that part.
Secretary will read the motion.
Senator Wester moves that the appointments withdrawn from the Committee on Agriculture and Rural Development, Finance and Policy and placed on the confirmation calendar under Senate Rule 8.2 reported in the Journal for February 3rd, 2022 be returned to the committee from which they were withdrawn. Board of Animal Health, Dean Compart, Peggy Hawkins, Jim Vext.
To that motion, all of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
You did it.
We move to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Any excuses today?
No.
Members, I'll call upon Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, we're going to move to recess to approximately 5 o'clock p.m. We don't need all members here later. Certainly anyone who wants to be here is welcome to, but we're just going to process committee reports. So, Mr. President, I move that the Senate recess to the call of the chair approximately 5 o'clock p.m.
Senator Miller, just before we get to that, there have been some requests by the front staff. Members, we need to sign our bills legibly, and I'm just as guilty as the next party. Sign both copies and in ink, please. Crayon is not allowed. Also, members, Senate staff, I've observed at least twice or three times today, Senate staff need to have their pins as instructed by our rules. If you are a member of Senate staff, you need to have your pin on. Senator Miller renews his motion to recess to the call of president. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion carries. Senate is in recess.